Hello everyone and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Omar Andujar and you're listening to Compliance Chats, a podcast series intended to keep faculty and staff up to date on various compliance matters. I'm joined by Elizabeth Conklin, Associate Vice President for the Office of Institutional Equity, as well as the university's Title IX Coordinator and ADA Coordinator. During today's discussion, Elizabeth will help us learn more about the Office of Institutional Equity, its focus areas, and other related information. Elizabeth, thanks again for joining us today. We're excited to get better acquainted with some of the ins and outs of your area, and perhaps a good place to start is by having you take a moment to describe the overall role of the Office of Institutional Equity at the university.
Sure. The Office of Institutional Equity, which is also known as OIE, ensures UConn's commitment and responsibility to foster equitable and inclusive working and learning environments. Our work really focuses on administering the university's non-discrimination policies and also ensuring compliance with state and federal laws and regulations related to equal opportunity and affirmative action.
Great. Now that we understand a little bit about your area, can you talk more about OIE's priorities and main areas of focus?
OIE really focuses on five major areas. The first is Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 compliance, which is really all about ensuring that all of UConn's programs and activities offer equal access and full participation for individuals with disabilities. We monitor the university's compliance with the various state and federal laws related to disabilities and work to prevent discrimination or harassment on the basis of disabilities in any program or activity at UConn. The second major area of focus for us is equal employment opportunity and affirmative action compliance. A lot of faculty and staff have seen us in this area with respect to search and hiring at UConn. This includes making sure that all of our search and hiring activities comply with various affirmative action and equal employment opportunity rules and regulations. We're very involved in the search process and one of the offices that approves searches for interview and hiring. Our third major area of focus is discrimination and harassment investigations. So our office is responsible for objectively investigating complaints of discrimination or discriminatory harassment where employees are alleged to have violated UConn's non-discrimination policies. We receive inquiries and help resolve concerns in that role and also conduct full internal investigations to determine whether any conduct has violated UConn policies. Our staff in this area also assist with implementing various policies and providing training on this area of focus. Another important area, our fourth of five, is Title IX compliance. I serve as UConn's Title IX coordinator in addition to being the ADA coordinator. Title IX is a federal law that prohibits discrimination based on sex. It protects both employees and students, and it ensures that the university prohibits sexual harassment and all forms of sex discrimination and sexual violence. We're committed here at UConn to creating and maintaining a campus that is free from all forms of sex discrimination and harassment, including sexual violence. Our office is very involved in fielding any reports about sexual misconduct and ensuring that individuals who are impacted by these serious acts receive the resources and support they need, including information about investigations. Our fifth major area of focus is training and education on all of these areas of responsibility. We have a variety of trainings. Some are state mandated, university mandated, diversity awareness training and sexual harassment prevention training. Any employees listening today have probably already gone or are registered to attend our state mandated diversity and sexual harassment prevention trainings. These are a really important part of ensuring the university's commitment to non-discrimination and anti-harassment principles. In addition to these, anyone serving on a search committee at UConn is required to attend in-person two-hour search committee training. This can be a really good opportunity to learn more about how to ensure a comprehensive and equitable search and hiring process. In addition, we offer a large variety of customer tailored trainings on all of our areas of focus. We do a lot of training activity around Title IX for students and employees, and also the ADA, search and hiring, and any other topic. We encourage anyone interested in scheduling a training to contact us, and more information about our trainings can also be found on our website, which is equity.ucon.edu.
Thank you for providing that overview. I'm sure our listeners found that very, very helpful. Elizabeth, how can employees and students assist OIE in their work to maintain inclusive, safe, and non-discriminatory working and learning environments?
The university community has a shared responsibility to promote inclusion and equity. Every single person on campus has a role to play. A few specific things that folks can do is to actively participate in trainings and seek out training opportunities. I think it's particularly important for any managers listening or student leaders to think about how can you promote this type of environment within your organization. One of those ways is to bring in training and educational opportunities. Another is to ensure that we are taking a close review at our own day-to-day behaviors in the work and learning environment. I know UConn has a lot of policies, but the policy against discrimination, harassment, and related interpersonal violence, which is UConn's main diversity discrimination policy, this is one that's worth reading every year. I recommend that every employee reread this every year at the start of the year to remind themselves of the conduct expectations as well as the reporting and resources. Knowing reporting obligations and knowing what resources are for anyone who's impacted is really important as well. We know that anyone can end up being someone that fields a disclosure or just a concern from someone. And one of the best ways you can be an active community member is to make sure that you know about the resources so that you could help a colleague or a friend that is going through something and needs some support.
Where can our listeners get more information about OIE and other helpful university resources?
So there's a lot more information on all of these areas of focus. As I mentioned, our main website is equity, the word equity.ucon.edu. We also maintain two additional specifically tailored websites for Title IX and ADA. For Title IX, that URL is Title IX, the letters IX, title9.ucon.edu, as well as accessibility.ucon.edu. These have a lot of information and resources, including policies and forms and procedures. You certainly can always call us at OIE. That number at stores is 860-486-2943. At UConn Health, where we also maintain offices, that phone number is 860-679-2097. We encourage you to reach out anytime, anyone who's listening. If you have any questions or want to talk through any situation, we are open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, throughout the year.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time and the fantastic podcast interview. For our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And be sure to tune in to learn more about other related compliance topics in our next Compliance Chats.